When the internet first came around, it was simple. Emails, forums, and early websites that felt like a digital ghost town. But then everything changed. MySpace, Reddit, YouTube, each platform transformed into a stage. The internet wasn't just a tool anymore, it became a world of its own. Memes spread faster than the news, and 6-second videos could make someone famous overnight. Suddenly millions weren't just watching, they were chasing. Everyone wanted to entertain, to create, to build an audience. Influence became currency, and social media became the new American dream. And in the middle of it all, there was one kid. One of millions. Grinding. Posting. Hoping to break through. But if we're being honest, he was never supposed to make it. There was never a universe where I should have known his name or where you should have known his name. But now, it feels like the only thing I ever hear is...
Kai Cenat.
Kai Cenat.
Kai Cenat!
Kai Cenat grew up in the Bronx, just a 30-minute train ride from Midtown, but a world away from the skyscrapers and bright lights of Manhattan. It's the birthplace of hip-hop, the home to Yankee Stadium. It's a borough that moves fast, where opportunities aren't just handed out on silver platters. But hey, welcome to the Big Apple. Packed into a small apartment with his three siblings and a single mother who worked four jobs just to keep food on the table, Kai learned early that nothing came easy. He bounced between schools, and at one point, his family ended up in a homeless shelter in Georgia. Now, eventually, they found their way back to New York, and every summer, Kai would leave the city for a few weeks through a program designed to give underprivileged kids a break from the noise. And that's where he met Kathy, his host parent, who, after nearly a decade of spending summers together, became family. But for a while, Kai felt lost. He wasn't the biggest, not the tallest, not the strongest. He wasn't the kid getting picked first in gym class. In school, that wasn't really his thing either. He was missing something, a purpose, a reason to care. Until he found it. At first, it was just a distraction, an escape from real life. But soon, YouTube became an obsession. Roman Atwood, FooseyTube, FaZe Clan, early 2010s YouTube was a whole new world, a never-ending rabbit hole of entertainment. While other kids were playing sports, Kai was locked in, not just watching these videos, but studying them. Titles, thumbnails, personalities. Okay, these weren't just influencers, they were pioneers. They weren't simply building an audience, they were crafting a blueprint for others to follow. And Kai was taking notes. What made a video work? What made people laugh, click, stick around? Eventually, the urge grew too loud to ignore. Kai wanted in. So at 14 years old, he took his first shot, uploading his first ever video to Facebook.
Siri, shut up.
And it did exactly what you'd expect. It flopped. Nobody cared. Nobody watched. But that initial failure? That's exactly what makes Kai so dangerous today. You see, social media is a game with no finish line, just an endless sprint where everyone is chasing relevance. Millions are fighting for blue checks, viral moments, and a spot at the top. But the reality is harsh. Trends don't last, and neither do most creators. The internet moves fast. One day someone is everywhere, on every feed, every algorithm, every trending page. The next, they're just another name in the archives of forgotten influencers. It's not about catching a wave. It's about knowing when to step off before it crashes. But most don't. They ride the high, move to LA, blow the checks, and before they know it, their time is up. Success in social media isn't about luck, it's about strategy. Think of it like Thanos collecting Infinity Stones. Collect the right pieces, and success becomes inevitable.
I think it's just in my head to never quit. I had the option to quit, but it's like, once I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna get it done.
Kai's first Infinity Stone really came in the form of a weaponized obsession. He spent years shouting into the void, posting to an audience of zero.
I'm sorry, I gotta go to work.
And from that silence, he learned the internet's harshest truth. No one owes you their attention, until you give them a reason to. Dozens of uploads came and went with little to show for it. But instead of quitting, Kai doubled down. He wasn't just trying to go viral, he was running experiments. Every video was a test, and every failure was fuel for the fire. As a chronically online kid, he absorbed everything, quietly building a mental playbook of what worked, what flopped, and why. By the time he hit high school, the gears began turning. Facebook skits evolved into YouTube videos. Then came college, and with it, his first big break. A Ding Dong Ditch prank video blew up, catapulting his channel past 30,000 subscribers overnight. But that moment wasn't random. It was the exact scenario Kai had been preparing for. Because now, he finally had attention. And attention is leverage. So he reached into the playbook, the one he'd been quietly building since middle school, and right there on page one was Roman Atwood. The blueprint was nearly identical. Years of silence, then one breakout video, a fake pee prank in the middle of New York City. That single video snowballed into a series, the same setup with different locations, over and over again until it launched Roman's entire career. It wasn't a fluke, it was a formula, and Kai followed it. One prank turned into two, two became four, each video built on the last, bigger reactions, escalating chaos, and the views stacked like dominoes. And just like that, Kai was finally on the board.
Thank you guys so much! Thank you guys so much for 100,000 subscribers. Honestly, I don't even know what to say. 100,000 is a blessing, literally. I love all you guys at the bottom of my heart. Kai Mafia forever, you feel me? We slowly but surely taking over, you feel me? Thank you so much for 100,000 subscribers.
But the success came with a catch, because now Kai was standing at a fork in the road. On one side was everything he never dreamed of. An audience, influence, the chance to build something bigger than himself. On the other was college, a degree, stability. The safe route everyone, teachers, friends, and even family expected him to follow. The responsible choice would have been keeping YouTube as a side hustle. Graduate, play it safe. Dropping out to chase internet fame wasn't just bold, it was delusional.
I had to drop college,
You don't have to drop college.
When I go back, I'm gonna tell them that I have to drop out.
Kai, you're not dropping no college.
I have to drop the college.
But come on, when has anyone ever done anything great sitting on the bench? So Kai took the leap, dropped out of college to fully commit to YouTube. He embraced the experimentation, pushing new formats and fresh ideas. There was no singular blueprint, no restrictive niche tying him down. His videos kept evolving, but the one constant was Kai himself. And ultimately, that's who the viewers returned for. Not just the pranks, not just the titles, they came back for Kai.
What happens in Miami goes stay in Miami!
In August of 2020, Kai joined a content group called Any Means Possible, or AMP for short. Now, content houses have been around for years, from FaZe New York to Team 10 to The Hype House, they all exist for one reason, growth. The formula is simple, take a bunch of creators, put them all under one roof, and suddenly you've got a view printing machine. But here's the thing, most content houses are revolving doors. Someone joins, sparks some hype, gains some followers, and then dips. That's the norm. But AMP isn't normal. Since the group's inception in late 2019, the lineup has barely changed. The four founding members, Agent, Fan, Davis, and Duke Dennis weren't just collaborators, they were real-life friends, with a shared mindset and a long-term vision for the brand. This wasn't some clout-fueled experiment, it was something they actually believed in. And because of that, they were incredibly protective of the group dynamic. They didn't want to just let anyone in, no matter how big the name was. They had already turned down plenty of well-known creators. People like Your Rage, Gideon, and Flight had all been passed on, not because they weren't talented, but because the chemistry wasn't there. One wrong move, one offbeat personality, and the whole thing could fall apart before it even started. So when they invited Kai to join in 2020, it wasn't just another group decision, it was a moment. He didn't have the biggest platform, he wasn't pulling the most views, but what stood out was the way he worked, the way he fit.
The whole time, bro.
There was something undeniable about his energy, and they recognized it instantly. Joining AMP gave Kai something he hadn't had before, a team, a stage, a spotlight. But there was still one thing missing, streaming. During COVID, a new generation of creators redefined what streaming could be. What started as a gaming-centric world began morphing into something bigger. Suddenly, the internet's biggest stars weren't vloggers or YouTubers, they were streamers. And Kai? He was riding that wave before most people even saw it coming.
I will now be streaming on Twitch!
His very first Twitch stream was an immediate hit. Over 1,000 people tuned in live. For a debut stream, that's unheard of. If you're not familiar with how streaming works, that number isn't just good, it's absurd. From reaction content to gameplay, it was instantly clear. Streaming unlocked something in Kai that no other platform had. He wasn't just entertaining, he was electric. And the internet noticed. By July 2021, the entire AMP crew had moved in together. Their streams exploded. By the end of that same month, Kai was averaging over 17,000 live viewers per stream. But that was just the beginning. From there, he pushed the envelope. The ideas got bigger, louder, and more unhinged. One day, he was hosting a Riz Academy. The next, he turned the AMP house into a petting zoo.
Yo, Phantom! And the f***ing zebra!
He 1v1'd a WNBA player, opened a daycare, and even rolled out collabs with some of the biggest names on the internet. Kai wasn't just going viral, he was becoming culture. He hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, and a few months later, a million followers on Twitch. And then Kai did something different. He flipped the promo circuit on its head. Traditionally, artists do press runs, sit-down interviews, promo tours. Kai flipped that. No scripts, no publicists, just a chaotic, hilarious live stream and a guaranteed viral clip.
Oh my god!
From Bobby Shmurda to 21 Savage, everyone started pulling up, and when they did, it didn't feel like content. It just felt like them hanging out, because Kai didn't put anyone on a pedestal. He treated everyone the same, and the result? Streaming's most unexpected talk show.
When they like breaking your house, that meaning like,
when they break in your house? Yeah. Wait, have you broken into the house before? Yeah. What was your thoughts on that when that happened?
I thought.
Yep. Hey, watch what you say.
It's crazy!
Millions of views, countless internet breaking moments, and a Streamer of the Year award later, Kaisen had claimed the throne of streaming. But what he did next put the entire internet on notice. In February 2023, he embarked on a marathon that would redefine what it meant to go all in. For 30 days straight, Kai streamed 24 hours a day in an event he called the Mafiathon.
We are live!
This wasn't just a stream, it was a spectacle. A relentless, non-stop showcase of endurance, charisma, and sheer willpower. The Mafiathon wasn't just about gaming or reacting, it was a cultural moment. Traditional celebrities and top influencers flocked to his stream, turning it into a collision of internet culture and mainstream fame. From viral challenges to late-night chaos, every hour brought something new, something unpredictable. And then, just days before the final stream, Kai did the impossible. A new all-time record on Twitch, 306,000 active subscribers and counting. It cemented his name in the Internet Hall of Fame, and fueled a trajectory that was only going one way. Up. But there's a pattern we've seen time and time again in the world of social media. The unstoppable force, hurtling towards greatness, collides with the immovable object, reality. For creators chasing the throne, the stakes only get higher, the risks more extreme, and sometimes the fall is inevitable.
We begin with that tense scene here in New York City. Thousands of young people converging on Manhattan's Union Square Park.
We've just learned over the past half hour that 65 people have been arrested, 30 of them juveniles.
He's got 20 million followers on social media, and after an ill-conceived stunt in New York's Union Square, he also has an arrest record.
What started as a simple fan meetup spiraled into chaos.
What are you doing?
Refuse to leave. You will be arrested for unlawful assembly.
Thousands flooded the park, crowds surged, people got hurt, arrests were made. And just like that, a feel-good moment turned into a national headline.
It's got an update from the NYPD, and here's what we know tonight. According to police, Kai Cenat will be charged with multiple counts.
The influencer is charged. He's going to be charged with at least two counts of inciting a riot, unlawful assembly, and a few other charges.
For the first time, we saw Kai Cenat through a different lens. This wasn't a world-shattering moment. At its core, it was a meetup gone wrong, a well-intentioned idea that spiraled out of control. Kai's ignorance, however unintentional, had ripple effects far beyond what he'd ever imagined.
None of that was my intention. I had good intentions for this whole thing, but after Friday, bro, I've come to realize the amount of not only power, but influence that I have on people.
For the first time in a long time, Kai had to stop and think, not about numbers, not about content, but about impact, about the legacy he wanted to leave behind.
I'm beyond disappointed in the things that went on Friday. I've also asked myself, I said, yo, next time you want to do any of these things like this, you need to hit up the right people, make the right calls, and do it the correct way, because as a whole, bro, we all have to do better.
This wasn't the end of his story. It was a recalibration, a chance to realign his goals, to refocus on what truly matters. That meant more than just breaking records. It meant building something that lasted. The road ahead wasn't about avoiding mistakes. It was about learning from them. And for Kai, that lesson would shape everything that came next. 2024 was a new year with new goals, one that really elevated the gaming side of streaming. See, your typical gaming stream looks like this, a guy in a chair playing the same games on loop. The concepts are redundant, designed to be repeated. Their sets go as far as blank walls and neon signs if we're lucky. And then on May 8th, 2024, Kai flipped the entire formula on its head. He dropped a 2-minute trailer, not a clip, not a teaser, a full-blown cinematic trailer announcing his next challenge, a non-stop marathon that wouldn't end until he beat Elden Ring. It was scripted, scored, and shot like an actual film, completely with lighting setups, camera crews, stunt coordination, and VFX. Over 45 people worked on this trailer alone. For context, Paranormal Activity, a movie that grossed nearly $200 million worldwide, that was made with a crew of 44. I mean, it may be only by one, but Kai had put together a bigger team just for this announcement, and the stream itself was just as insane.
And now, it is time for Elden Ring.
His bedroom was transformed into a high fantasy world with custom-built sets, detailed props, and outfits straight out of the game. He didn't just play the character, he became them. It was immersive, theatrical, and way ahead of anything the platform had seen. This wasn't a gimmick, it was a shift, a new gold standard. From Elden Ring DLCs to Bloodborne, Sekiro, and Batman Arkham, Kai continued to inject movie-level production into gaming streams, elevating the gameplay, elevating the promo, elevating the platform.
Bro, we actually in an underground bunker right now. This is underground, Jack, like no cap.
At one point, he even teamed up with Mr. Beast to pull off a mind-bending prank. They built a one-to-one replica of Kai's room, filled it with fireworks, and rigged it to go off midstream, convincing viewers that it was happening live. Now, it didn't take long for people to catch on, but that didn't matter, because Kai was redefining what streaming could be.
So, like, when's your next subathon?
I don't know, wait. Okay, so here's the thing, right? I really want somebody to break my record, bro.
So you could break their record.
Yes.
On November 1st, 2024, Kai Cenat kicked off the month-long Mafiathon 2, and from the very first minute, it was clear. This wasn't just another stream, it was a spectacle unlike anything Twitch had seen before.
This is Snoop Bot, chat.
Look how he rolled with me.
You gotta roll.
Can't hear you, Kai.
I can't hear you. Oh! Trio is back! Hey, oh, baby!
What's up? You're fired. I want you to get off the wall.
Set inside a $55 million mansion spanning over 30,000 square feet, Kai transformed his life into a living broadcast, with more than 67 cameras capturing every single angle and 5-man production teams working in rotating shifts. Not a single second went unseen. Whether he was eating, sleeping, or showering, Kai lived on stream, unfiltered, unscripted, and completely open to the world.
Every second of the day, they're watching me.
Kai, what are you talking about? How do you do that?
I literally just do it.
But what truly set Mafiathon 2 apart was the scale. It wasn't just a live stream, it was a cultural event. Every day brought a new wave of anticipation, as fans tuned in to see who would step into Kai's world next. Miranda Cosgrove, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, Lil Dicky, SZA, Bill Nye, and Nardwar. The guest list read like a fever dream, and it only kept growing. From massive giveaways to AI robots that cost over $25,000 each, every moment was meticulously planned. Nothing was left to chance, no cost was spared. This wasn't just content, it was a masterclass in creating a moment the internet would never forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's about that time. It's officially November 1st. It just hit 12 o'clock on the dot. I'm gonna schedule this video so that in a month this drops. Here's my message to myself. I hope you're proud of where you're at. If you broke the record, congratulations.
I want to thank Phantom. I want to thank Duke. I want to thank Davis. I want to thank Agent. I want to thank Chris for never giving up on what they love to do and always treating me the same from day one.
KC3000, Mr. Cosmet 1000 himself, you know what I'm saying, for breaking the Twitch record and becoming the greatest streamer of all time. My dog is the greatest, you know what I'm saying? There has never been one like him. And to be honest, if we being honest with ourselves, there probably won't be another Cosnet.
Kai is not gonna get the love he deserves until he retires, bro. So many people try and like speak negatively about him because he's number one right now. It's one of these moments where it's like, I used to be a LeBron hater as a kid, bro. Cause my brother's favorite player was LeBron. I was a Kobe guy. But when I grew up, I learned like, why not just appreciate greatness? It don't matter what form it comes in, why not just appreciate greatness?
We all from the Bronx. People that's from here know. The chances of you making it out, bro, it's slim to none. This is not supposed to happen. We went against the grain. We went against the norm. We from the Bronx, it's not supposed to happen. Like, real shit, bro. 700-something thousand Twitch subscribers. Didn't just break the record. Doubled it. He ran a lap on his own record.
Phantom just texted me, he proud of me. That's all I wanted. Phantom, I appreciate you, bro. From where we come from, that's not supposed to happen, gang.
You did that shit, gang. You feel me? If you're watching this, this is the time you mentally need to be resetting. Enjoy, you know, it's December, your birthday coming up. Enjoy it. Take your time. Go at your pace. I want you to know that I'm proud of you. And I'm ready.
Like, God damn, that boy genius.